It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the top regional news stories of the week. Jack, I've got to say it was one of those weeks that was tailor-made for you. Let's see. What irked you the most? Could it be no action taken on the roads?
Well, I think everybody in the state is sort of appalled by this, just about everybody. As Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville said, the one thing he heard from his constituents was just fix the damn roads, and the legislature utterly failed to do that. This is a consequence of gerrymandering and of non-competitive districts and term limits, but for whatever reason, they were totally unable to get a single dollar of new money for the roads, and it remains to be seen whether they'll come back, whether they'll try to work some deal out on the sidelines and come back for a special session sometime before the August primary, or if they don't, whether the voters will punish them for this.
Or how about this one, Jack? Detroit Public Schools dropped the ball big time when it failed to properly file for Head Start benefits. How could this happen, Jack?
Again, this is another one of those things that just leaves you with your mouth open. They failed totally to file proper paperwork to get $4 million, which is needed. That means that 956 four-year-olds can't get Head Start training, and this is more crucial in Detroit than anywhere else. And not only did the schools utterly boot this for no conceivable reason, they seem pretty blasé about it, and nobody's talked about punishing anybody or dismissing anybody except for the head of the teachers union, who's livid over this. The bigger problem here is that it really inhibits Detroit's ability for a comeback, because in order for any city to attract a middle class, you have to have viable public schools that parents feel happy about putting their kids into. And right now, this is a giant step backwards.
Well, here's one that got my goat. Detroit officials wasted no time closing down an effort to maintain vacant city lots in the Brightmoor area by using goats to eat overgrown vegetation. Thousands of blighted properties, and goats are bad. Do you get this, Jack?
Well, this is probably another triumph, really, of bureaucratic rules over common sense. There is a point in that farm animals in the city in a densely populated area are problematical. Nobody wants to wake up smelling pigs or with cackling chickens, certainly. But Brightmoor is a place where, like many other places in Detroit, there's vast areas of abandoned houses and vacant lots and overgrown vegetation. And this is probably some place, we've been talking about urban agriculture, where goats would be of use. But the city, which has failed to do things like clean up piles of vacant tires and trash and other urban blight, was cracking down on somebody having these goats. So, again, it is just sort of, this was sort of been a week of the sad triumph of the absurd, and we're sort of three for three in that department.
Well, for the record, Jack, not everyone minds waking up with farm animals. Have a great weekend.
Well, I don't want to bring anyone's relatives into this, but please have a great weekend.